Now, speaking of children, let's talk about a duvet day. Have you ever had a duvet day? Is it ever okay to give your children a duvet day off school? Now, last Sunday, it was lashing rain across the country, but yeah, duvet day on a Sunday, not the same. Niamh O'Reilly has a brilliant article in the Irish Independent. You can get it online. Please go and support quality journalism. And Niamh is a freelance journalist, columnist and broadcaster, regularly writing for The Indo, The Times, The Business Post, etc. First time having her on the programme. Good morning, Niamh.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm good. Really enjoyed the article about a duvet day. So what is a duvet day, firstly, as you define it?
Yeah. So I guess for those who aren't familiar, but I think we all secretly are familiar with it, it's a day off, I suppose, work or school or responsibilities when you're not necessarily under the weather, but you feel like you need a day off. So you maybe are feeling overwhelmed or burnt out or exhausted and you just want a day off and to stay in bed, generally speaking.
Mm. Can it apply to adults as well?
Absolutely. Like, this sort of all started because a few weeks ago, my eldest, who had just turned 9, I ended up sort of inadvertently giving him a duvet day off school. And it was, I think, something that all parents will relate to. You think they're under the weather and you kind of make the call that evening and say, OK, look, it, we'll keep you home tomorrow. But then when you wake up in the morning, they're grand. They're jumping 5-bar gates. So like, he was fine. He probably could have gone in. But I kept him at home because I'd made that decision. And we ended up having just a lovely morning together, a few hours together before we had to go and pick up his brother from school. And it was just, maybe it wasn't your typical duvet day, but it was just really nice. And it just got me thinking, you know, most adults, I'm willing to bet, have at some point taken a duvet day off work and responsibilities. So is this something we should be offering our children on, you know, when we feel they need it? Or is it a slippery slope because we know school attendance is an issue? The government even launched a campaign at the end of last year to try and boost school attendance. We know that, you know, a good portion of children are missing more than 20 days of school per school year. So school attendance is an issue. But I think also duvet days are something that I think children might be asking for more, because modern childhood today is so different from when we were kids. I think they're under an awful lot more pressures. And I do think the research shows that their mental health, whether we like to admit it or not, their mental health is under attack. And I think maybe them asking for duvet days might be a symptom of that. Now, whether it's the solution, I don't know, but it is an issue.
Yeah. And anytime a radio station does an item such as this, you know, Niamh, you'll get people that'll text in to say, when we were young, we used to,
oh, I know.
I used Look to walk at, 2 miles to school in me bare
with no
feet.
Shoes on.
Yeah, after
absolutely. in the rain, in the ice, after a bit,
and it didn't do me any harm. And I'd be eating the butt of an apple that he'd scab from somebody else, and that'd be me lunch. And I'd have to,
like something out of Les Miserables, or
collect coal on the way home to heat the house.
Yeah.
You know.
And they'll
say that there is an overemphasis on mental health, and that the mental health survey, for example, that you quote in the article by the Ombudsman for Children is overstating things, that children may play up on this sort of stuff. Like, what would you have to say to that?
I would say, look, there's certainly an element of, like, for you as a parent, like, there's no parent in this world who hasn't gone into their child's room in the morning and heard the words, especially in January when it's dark and cold and dreary. You know, kids will say, Mum, Dad, I don't want to get up.
I have a pain in my tummy. Yeah, I have a pain in my tummy.
Don't want to go to school. Yeah. And generally speaking, like, I don't want to get up either, but I do it. So generally speaking, as a parent, you know, you can't just play on every whim that they have. And once they get out of bed, have a bit of brekkie and we're out the door, everyone generally speaking is fine. So like, I don't think we should be giving duvet days, you know, at the drop of a hat all over the place. And, you know, there is certainly something to be said about whether, you know, a duvet day might be fine for a day, but if a child is struggling in school or they're feeling overwhelmed or they're anxious or whatever it is, all of that is still going to be there the next day they go into school. So duvet days might seem tempting in the short term, but I think it's probably better if you can try and get to the whys. And talking to the experts for this article, that was really the big message. And also I spoke with the principal as well, and she was just very keen to say, there's something causing your child to ask for duvet days. So try and get to the bottom of that. And sometimes it can be not necessarily something in school, you know, or something nefarious going on. They can be overscheduled during the week. Like, I'm the first to put my hands up and say, you know, we're all run ragged with all my kids' after school activities and commitments. And it's a long week for them, and they do an awful lot, and they can feel burned out. So maybe scaling back on some of those things might just help them feel less tired and less burnt out, and they might not ask for a duvet day, you know, when they're feeling that way. So I think try and get to the cause of it rather than give these days on a whim.
Yeah. Now, you will get some children that'll take the mick, that they'll basically try to psychologically rule you as a child. And that happens.
Yeah.
You'll get other children that won't do that. And I was looking at the different advice from the different people you quote in the article, some really good experts. But the conclusion of this, and I've been a parent, I am a parent, children are now growing up nearly, that they're gone from the house as such, okay? What happens? Do you say to your do you create the duvet day concept to your children? And do you say, maybe one day a month we'll give you a duvet day? Or do you, because if you do that, the child might latch onto that and try and take advantage of it.
Yeah.
So how do you know when there's something that's real? And how do you know when the child is acting? And you literally just have to say to the child, get out of bed now. You have to raise your voice. You have to speak firmly. And you have to assert your authority.
Absolutely. And you see, the thing is, every child is different, and every child kind of has different needs and different pressures on them. And, you know, I spoke to a number of parents about this, and a lot of parents who have neurodivergent children, for example, did feel that duvet days were something that were coming up more often for them. But, you know, neurotypical children can also feel burnt out. But I think at the end of the day, you know your child best. And like, I'll give you an example of just my kids. You know, my 9-year-old would probably rather poke his own eye out than have to suffer a duvet day. He'd have FOMO, like that would just kill him if he had to miss a day of school, like when he wasn't sick. He loves being in there and seeing what's going on, and the FOMO would be worse. Whereas my 6-year-old, if this morning I'd come into him and said, do you know what, love? It's cold. Would you like a duvet day today? He would have jumped up and down for joy. So children are different, you know, and I think you as the parent, it's your job and to know, and your gut will tell you. And I think listen to your gut. And I think, you know, when your kid, you know, when your kid is chancing their arm, you know, when you go in and they say, oh, I don't.
Sometimes you
well.
Do know. Sometimes you do know, Eve. Sometimes
oh,
you do.
Do.
Sometimes you don't.
I think we don't listen to our gut as much as we should these days as parents. I think we're just, we're so, like, we don't, like, I think when I was a kid, my parents didn't have all of this, you know, social media and all of these pressures and experts on social media on parenting. They just listened to their gut. And most of the time they were right. But I think today as parents, you know, I'm a millennial and I'm just a very typical millennial. And I'm like, you know, you think you can gentle parent your way out of anything. And sometimes you forget to listen to your gut. So I think, also, if you're on the cusp as to whether your kid is chancing their arm or not, why don't you set out some ground rules for this duvet day? So make sure there's no screens. They can't sit in front of the telly. They can't play their console. They have to help you out with a bit of housework, a bit of hoovering, clean the presses or the cupboards. I'm telling you, some kids will go, do you know what, Mum? I feel grand. I think I'll go in. So that is probably an easy test to see if they're messing or they're not.
I love it. Niamh, it's great to talk to you first time. Love to talk to you again. And listen, well done. I like your articles and the way you put it across. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Emil. See you
soon. See you, Niamh. Bye. Bye-bye. All the very best.